Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host on As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got a bunch of announcements I need to make first before we get into the show. And I wanted to do some little bit of monologue and also have call-ins on this show, and because that's what this is all about. It's As You Wish Talk Radio. It's radio where people can call in and voice their opinions. And so it's not all about me. Believe it or not, it's about you. So we're going to talk more about that later. The upcoming events, we've got Wednesday, June 15th at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We've got Ashley's weekly teleconference healing series with the Star Family Intensive, connecting with the feline beings of Sirius. So it's a very fun call-in. You can call in, you can connect with the energies and have your own experience. It is transmitted, you know, through the connection. So, you know, there's no time or distance or space in the spiritual world, so it's very easy to make these connections. The next Skywatch weekends are June 16th through the 19th and June 23rd through the 26th. So if you want to come out for a Skywatch, the ships are flying, and we've seen quite a few ships. And lots of very large motherships that have been just treetop level, so it's been pretty busy up here. As long as we got clear weather, we've got ships, you know, so that's just been happening. Registration is also open for the Multidimensional ET Contact Workshop taking place July 8th through the 10th, and that's facilitated by Peter Maxwell Slattery and Solrita Antaria. And with addition to teachings and exercises on fine-tuning your ability to make contact with your star family, this weekend also includes teachings on sensing when craft are around and capturing them on film. And both of them are masters at that. They know when the ships are coming, they feel them, and they've got some amazing footage over there in Australia. So also, too, if you want to check out the documentary on Australia that shows our true origins began in Australia, not in Africa. And you get to connect with the elders there, Ulukai, Brendan Murray, and some of the other ones are on the line. Check out that documentary. Go to esetiaustralia.org and look for the documentary, and it's pretty amazing, the information there. But we can go further into that later on. If we have some questions on that and show, we can talk more about that. We've got our Young Masters program. Is coming to take place July 28th through the 31st. And we're just amazed by the powerfully connected young people being drawn to SETI. And this will be our first weekend focused on them. Parents, welcome. There's more information will be posted about this gathering on the website in mid-June. But we've met some amazing young masters here and just lit up. And they point at the ships, they see the ships, and it's time to start listening to them versus telling them what's going on. But we've also got the ESETI conference is just a month away, and it's going to be a very powerful gathering. It always has been, and don't miss out. You know, get registered right away on that. If you want more about all this, go to privateinvitationesetti.com. Again, that's privateinvitationesetti.com. And every time we put on one of these conferences, the energy starts building, you know, sometimes a week to 2 weeks before. And the land is just zinging with energy, and it's built up for the people that come here so they can experience the energy and really gets amped up. And people have an amazing time here. There's a lot of awakening and healing that happened here. We've got some awesome guests. I just want to talk about some of the guests. We've got Jim Mars. He's always incredible. He's an incredible researcher on what's really happening. Laura Eisenhower, Winston Strout, who's like, you know, he's the father of the sovereign movement, I would say, or even more than that, about, you know, he just covers everything about self-empowerment. We've got Shannon Leisner, and she's an intuitive. She's great. Patty Greer, she does the crop circle films, and she does a lot of other things. We've got Peter Maxwell Slattery from Australia, Solrita Antara from Australia. We've got Swami Beyond Ananda, Cassandra Dunn. We've got UFO Experiencers panel, Healers panel for Energy panel, and myself, and I'll be talking there, bringing out some new information. So the early bird registration ends on May 28th. And again, go to privateinvitationesetti.com if you want to be a part of this. And every year we have incredible ships coming over the ranch. And hopefully we're going to be getting some more gear here so we can film them. I have some third generation goggles that we use that are military goggles that are pretty amazing, and I have it kind of jury-rigged onto a camera But hopefully we can get a better setup so we can film these and also free up the other ones so people can watch through the night vision and see the ships as well. So, you know, hopefully we'll get some really good footage. We always do. And, you know, they put on quite a show for us every year. So don't miss that one. Again, go to privateinvitationeSETI.com. Okay, the announcements are done, and I wanted to cover a few other things. Just the current events going on, it's getting crazy out there, folks. It's pretty unbelievable. The stories I'm hearing from the highest levels and people that are in the know that are very up the food chain, you know, people that are controlling these major trusts and people that that really do know what's going on are giving me some information that it's just mind-blowing. And, you know, I don't know how much I want to get involved in this or how deep I want to go down this rabbit hole, but it all ties into this 11th dimensional ship that came in. And people don't understand how this energy works. A lot of times they think this ship's going to land and all these forces are going to jump off the ship and they're all going to have lasers and they're going to toast the bad guys and we're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and live happily ever after. So it's not really working that way. That's not the way it works. So basically what happens is that this ship that came, it's almost like Grand Central Station. I mean, it's just the hub of everything that just showed up. It's massive. And it's kind of orchestrating a lot of other things. And they're adding their consciousness and energy to the grid, to the collective consciousness. And they also have technology that can shift the grid and make shifts and changes on the planet and help the planet, you know, get through these times. I mean, the planet is under incredible stress right now. And she's expanding and growing. There's a lot more earthquakes and volcanic activity. There's severe storms. You know, there's total social economic changes are underway, and it's for the good, actually. The good news is that this draconian program we've been under for so long is just being ripped to shreds. It's falling apart, and those who serve it are also falling apart. You know, they're not frequency specific to what's happening. So best to understand how this works, and I'm trying to break it down in a really base way, but you know, basically, every attitude and emotion has a frequency. And so we, our fields are, you know, around the human body, around the aura. We carry with us different levels of old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. You know, some people actually carry the energy of tyranny, and they're just totally focused on fame and material wealth and power over others. You know, they're predators. And, you know, that group is going to have the hardest time getting through these shifts because they're not frequency specific to where things are going. So when these energies come in, and they are being measured by NASA, NASA's measuring cosmic rays and gamma rays and changes in the infrared light spectrum. I mean, all of this is happening right now. So we're just getting slammed with a huge influx of energy. And the ships that have come in now are part of this. They're part of this natural evolution, and they're here to kind of guide us through it, to help us get through this shift, and to help balance out the energies as we go through this shift. You know, they don't want to see World War III. They think, you know, a civilization, a planet is a terrible thing to waste, and so they're not going to allow, you know, the nuclear exchanges and things that everybody else is trying to keep you in fear and darkness about. So that's not going to happen. But there is just so much going on with this shift and the way it's happening. So I'm going to just take it from the top. So basically, these beings are extremely advanced. They're very service-oriented. They serve the Creator in all creation. They see the Creator in all creation. And they just see us as a part of creation that needs a little help right now. We're having a big growth spurt, and they're helping us get through this shift. And basically, there's no separation in their program. They're God beings. They're very powerful. They're like the Elohim times 10. I don't want to say times 10, but they're way up there. You know, these are way up on the food chain. And they're coming in now. Now, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, they're all the Sirians. They're all working together in unison, and they're all playing their parts, you know, in this process. but this other ship and the ninth dimensional Anunnaki, they're here too as well, are all working intensely on this shift, you know, to right a wrong, to reset the planet. And it was originally designed to be an Eden, you know, where people could evolve and the Earth could evolve to its highest expression, its highest potential, and it got hijacked. And right now, we are the result of that hijack. And so we are actually governed by draconian law, period. End of story. It's not, this isn't a conspiracy, this is a reality. So the manufactured lack, the things that are happening that are against humanity and the Earth, the destruction of the oceans, the pollution of the air, the chemtrails, the food additives, the farm, all the chemicals they're putting on the food, all of this is all part of this draconian empire. And it only makes sense when you look at it this way. So when you move up the ladder of power and wealth, as you move up to the top, unfortunately, you know, it gets darker and darker and darker. There are some good ones up there. I don't want to say it's all that way, but it does get darker and darker until you get into unseen negative influences that are actually running the show. So basically, you've got the banksters, the corporations, you got the Illuminati who own the corporations and the banksters. And then you got above that, you start moving into unseen forces, of which they do ritual. And you know, a lot of people are in denial about these rituals, but trust me, it's a lot of pedophiles, it's a lot of child abuse, and it goes even into sacrifice. It's not pretty. It's not a pretty picture. But you know, we need to look at this stuff. We cannot just ignore it and turn a blind eye to it. That's why it persists, and that's why it continues. So anyway, that whole regime is coming to a close, and with the addition of this 11th dimensional ship that came in, and these beings along with the other beings, the energy is going to be intense. It's going to be so intense. It's going to be intensified. It's going to increase exponentially, and you're going to see a total implosion of you know, these nefarious groups, you know, that have been creating so many problems on the Earth. So again, you know, the uneven dispersal of wealth, the manufactured lack, the disease, the war and disease profiteers, all of this stuff goes back to this group. And that's going to come to an end. The fuelless energy will start coming out. All of these things are going to come out. And we can start living an abundant life as we are rightly supposed to be living. So it's going to get really crazy, because as this implodes, we need to walk away from it. We need to stop. And stop, you know, being willing participants in this regime. Stop serving the beast. We need to step away from this and let it collapse. Let it go. And start creating a different world. And that world's coming in, but it's up to us to usher it in, to be a part. It's not up to all the ultra-dimensional beings and the other beings to save us. We need to step up to the plate. They will, you know, assist us. They'll help us as we go forward. But it's not up to them to clean up our mess. We've made this mess. We agreed to this mess. We participated in this mess, and we have to stand up to the plate now and take care of business. So there's a lot more things going on. The process that's underway is going to be pretty intense. The process of how this works is, when you increase the frequencies, the energy, so you've got on the highest level of conscious energy, you have this pure unconditional love and joy and bliss, and that's how these 11th dimensional beings operate. And that's the power. Love is the ultimate power in the universe, and love and service and joy and bliss, that's the real power. And when you seek fame and you seek material wealth and power over others, and you play the separation game, you actually disconnect from your soul, you're disconnecting from the real power, and that American dream is actually a nightmare. It actually takes you into less love, less joy, less power, less wealth, everything. It all ends in crash. It's going to crash. It's not evolution. It's not the way to go. And so this energy coming in, this higher consciousness and energy that's coming in, is collapsing the grid. Everything begins in consciousness and energy. Everything is supported by layers and levels. And so basically our 3D world we think is material is actually coagulated thought, basically. It's consciousness and energy step down into the manifestation of the physical here. So they're working on those levels. They're working on the consciousness and the energy level. They're working on the grids. They're collapsing these grids. And they're making those who are not frequency specific very uncomfortable, and they're not going to be able to make it through these shifts. And that's how it works. So it's like the higher consciousness and energy pressing down on the earth. And the earth is awakening too, and she's amplifying her frequencies and energies, and she's moving up in frequency. You've got the inner earth people doing the same thing, and a lot of these nefarious forces are finding nowhere to go. I mean, they're being isolated, and they're going to implode in on themselves. So that's basically what's happening now. For those who are experiencing a lot of discomfort and are just having all kinds of attacks, energetic attacks and other things, it's because of this energy that's coming in. And so the dark hearts and the unseen negative influences are going nuts right now. They're going crazy. They're doing all they can to hang on. I can't tell you how much we've had to deal with this lately. I was thinking most of it was mopped up and cleaned up, but actually it's all being shoved right up to the surface as we speak. And a lot of it has been cleaned up and mopped up, but some of the darkest of the dark energies are coming up to, and I don't want to say dark. Dark isn't bad. You know, night isn't bad. It's more like negative. We probably should use the word of negative influences are being cleaned up. But again, we're in that process. Everything's going bonkers. And, you know, you need to know how these other forces work, because what happens is they're going to do all they can to derail your spiritual evolution. And they will come through friends, they'll come through family, they'll come through lovers, and those with weak minds that aren't paying attention, that will start acting out and doing things that are very disastrous, very harmful to your relationship, very harmful to you or others, or they'll just start acting these things out, and they're just not strong enough. They don't know how to set boundaries, or they don't even know what these influences are, and they just act them out. And which is very sad, but that's one of the things we teach. The first thing we teach before anything else is how to heal unseen negative influences, and we need to do that. You know, we need to get that going. But it's very important that we step up to the plate and be a part of this process. Again, this process, it's unstoppable. It's going to happen. I think our only option right now is to choose how we're going to experience this process. Yeah, we're going to let it hit us like a brick or a feather. Are we going to step into our power, raise our frequencies, and flow with these changes and do what's necessary to support the awakening healing process in ourselves and others? Or are we going to resist this until we just get hit over the head with a sledgehammer, you know? And those are the only two options we have right now. Right now, these Illuminati boys and a lot of these banksters and these other people, they're getting hit by a sledgehammer. And they're having manifestations that really aren't looking too good for them. I mean, there are people that are actually taking a lot of them out. And it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So as people are awakened and empowered, they're going to say enough is enough, and they're going to stand tall, and eventually this comes to an end. That's the end result. So it's not looking too good for these guys. And I don't want to go into detail on that, but I do have inside information on a lot of people that have been taken out. And I also have inside information about a lot of people who have been supposedly taken out that haven't been. So, you know, it's very clear where you get your information from. Sad to say, there are people that say the Republic is fully restored. And it's all over. The ETs are all gone, and there's nothing to worry about. Don't drop your guard. You know, it's not done yet. It's in the process of being done. It is moving that direction, but do not drop your guard. So it's very important to realize that these entities are still around, and they're getting very aggressive right now because they're on their way out. They're like cornered. They're like a caged animal or a cornered wild animal, you know, or wounded animal, basically. So, you know, a lot of times it might be good to just, you know, sit back and watch the show and let them fall and participate where you feel you need to. But don't get caught up in the drama. You know, don't get into the same kind of energies that they're working from, because, you know, it takes you along with them. But there is going to be a need for some aggression and some force, because that's the only thing these people understand. And so they're going to be met with the same force. you know, these beings have been taking people out right and left for so long, and now a lot of the people are just said enough, and they're starting to step forward. They're stepping up to the plate. So it was a bad move. They tried to take out some of the top generals and some of the other people, and didn't work out too well with them. And so now the gloves are off. So it's going to get real interesting, you know. And I think this week you're probably going to hear some announcements. So watch your TV. You're going to hear some bizarre things in the news, you know, coming up. But yeah, it's going to get really interesting. I want you to think about this. Now, basically, this lack we're experiencing is all manufactured. And the uneven dispersal of wealth, all of this, it's all manufactured. We shouldn't be living this way. The cures for diseases are all withheld. You know, they're being held back by Big Pharma because, you know, they don't want it, you know, a cure for diabetes or things like that. It's a multi-billion dollar asset to them. You know, a cure would take that money out of their coffers. They don't want a cure for cancer because their cancer, supposedly their cancer cures, which don't work. You know, we all know that. Even the American Cancer Society said you have a 400% better chance not doing chemotherapy and some of the other things, you know, surviving. You know, they don't work, but it's a bazillion dollar industry. And so without people getting cancer all the time without doing the preventative measures and curing cancer, they would go out of business, you know. So, you know, they don't want these things out. You know, it's very obvious. This is, what, 2016? My God. You know, we can't even cure a cold. We can, actually, but it's been withheld. But we shouldn't even get a cold. You know, especially these flus are all manufactured. All these flus and everything, they have dye markers on them. You can see they were created. You know, they came out of labs, you know. So just follow the money. Who would profit from that? It's very clear what's going on. But anyway, you know, not to keep going into the dark down this rabbit hole, but the good news is that this is all going to be coming to an end. It's going to be happening very quickly. A lot of these people are going to be dealt with. And I think you might find some of the heads of some of these organizations and, you know, the FDA, the EPA, all these guys aren't going to be doing too well in the very near future. They're going to be called out, you know, for who they are. Monsanto is being called out for what they've done and who they are. It's all coming out now, and it's just a short time before all this stuff implodes on itself and it's done away with. And the people who have been serving the beast are going to have karma. You know, they're going to have to deal with what's coming down the pike. There is no gain, you know, at the expense of another earth. This is not a gain. It's actually a deficit, you know. So, you know, there's an old saying, a man or woman's character is established by their actions. You should apply that to the political arena here, and you'll see pretty clearly who's who. You know, just do a little research on their past and, you know, what's going on. It's just a big puppet show anyway. And even that puppet show is going to come to an end here really quick. So, the good news is that these ships and these energies and this natural evolutionary process where we're moving into a highly charged place in space with a lot more energy, you know, coming in is all part of this massive shift we're in right now. And it's all going to be culminating up in 2017. I mean, next year, this, you know, you're going to look at the world you're in and it's not going to be the same world. And if you actually knew how much was stolen from you and how much is taken from you, how much has been extorted from you, you would be shocked. I mean, if we stopped that alone, we'd all live in abundance. And we stopped siphoning off, you know, the funds that could go towards, you know, the human evolution, the human experience here. If we took all those funds that were siphoned off, you know, going to the Pope and going to the the Queen and all these other things where they're just being siphoned off and put them back into the coffers, you would just be blown away at how abundant everybody would be. The manufactured lack would come to an end and we'd finally be back into our natural abundance, you know, the way we should be living. And, you know, too, also with all these other things coming in, you know, all these other shifts happening, there's going to be a huge dispersal of wealth that's going to go back to the people. And that's in process right now, too. So we just need to hang in there for a little while. Things are changing. You know, they are moving pretty quickly, and we just need to get in place. And right now, it's a real good idea to just do all you can to seek out any kind of process-oriented therapies. Get out in nature, get in touch with nature. Do whatever you can, you know, to reconnect, you know, with the earth, get grounded, resync with the earth, because she keeps changing frequencies. And it's something that we all are going to need to do to ride this ride this wave, you know. And you know, a lot of people know it's the ninth wave. It's called unity consciousness. Everything that's out of alignment with unity consciousness, that is in alignment with universal law, is going to come to an end. So you're going to see changes everywhere. You know, the whole Just Us department is going to be rearranged. It's going to go back to the Constitution and common law, the real law. The judges that don't cooperate with that or participate with that are actually going to be out. You know, there's going to be attorneys are going to be over with. You're going to have lawyers probably, but you're not going to have attorneys. I mean, if you're part of the Bar Association, you're going to be in deep doo-doo, because that's an illegal organization. You know, it's going to come to an end. There's a lot of things like that that are in the books that are getting ready to unfold. So, you know, people are going, "Ah, you're nuts." You know, I said that, you know, I told people the Berlin Wall was going to go down. They go, "Yeah, you're crazy. It's never going to go down." I go, "That's what they told me." You know, it went down. So a lot of things, you know, a lot of historical things, earthquakes and everything else, they give me information on, and they do happen. They happen right on schedule. So they've been very, very good about that. We don't know the exact time. You know, things happen when they happen. They happen when they're supposed to happen. They happen when the energy is right. You know, they happen when enough people are going to benefit from it, and we're not going to lose too many people. You know, that's when things happen. So be aware of that. I wanted to talk a little bit about the changes so we can have a little heads up that, you know, we are getting totally buffeted by HAARP. You know, they're utilizing HAARP. They're using these tungsten rods to create earthquakes. People are seeing these streaks coming down from the sky, coming straight down and hitting these volcanoes, and then they go off. They're seeing major earthquakes that are preceded by these streaks that come straight down. There's usually three of them. You know, might be just one big one, but usually there's three of them coming down, or two or three, and then next thing you know, we have a massive earthquake. And that's these, they call them the God rods. Everybody has these different names for them, but it's a little toy they have that they send down, and they create these quakes, and they use their HAARP, and they create these massive storms and flood everybody out. And then they come in and just buy everything up for a penny on the dollar, or they come in and say, "Okay, we're here. We're bringing the troops in to help you out," and they just take over, you know. Or they say, "We'll loan you a whole bunch of money to rebuild your country," and then they own the country, you know. So that's been going on as well. That's going to be coming to an end here pretty soon too. So a lot of these things we're seeing right now are man-made, and they're the last-ditch efforts of the cabal and those groups to maintain their power, you know. But that's not going to be working too much longer. So, you know, I just wanted to cover all of this. You know, the stuff that's going on, that just the toxic stuff that's created by these, you know, these like Monsanto and all these other guys, it's going to come back on them. You know, this is all going to come back on them, and which it needs to. And so we have to take a good look at this, because we have to clean up our environment, we have to clean up our consciousness, and we have to stop participating. And that means even, you know, working for the beast. We just cannot work for this beast anymore. We need to walk away from it, and don't invest in it either. You know, if you can't make a lot of money, you're not, that money is going to be ill-gotten, and it's not going to work out too good in the long run. But anyway, I can go on about this, but these changes are all going to be happening, but we have to participate in this. We have to be willing participants in the awakening healing process, and stop being, you know, willing participants in what's harmful to humanity and the earth, and stop serving the beast. So, you know, the beast isn't one thing. It's the banksters, the major corporations. They're not all bad, but there are, the majority of this stuff is the beast, and we need to look at it, take a good hard look at it. So, but anyway, that's what I'm seeing happening. We need to pay attention, you know, to these things and what's going on. And, you know, we've recently had some new helicopters coming over. They're all gray, and they have no markings on them whatsoever. We had one circling the house here, treetop level, shaking everything up. So obviously we must be doing something right here, you know, because these guys are paying attention again, you know, which is you know, not a fun ticket. But I'm not going to stop, you know, and I don't think any of us should. But, you know, these energies, they use satellite technology, they use psychotronics, they use HARP, they use the chemtrails, they do, you know, the inoculations, everything. It's just a mass assault on humanity, and it's just out of control. So I want to get into the head, the mind of these people. And people go, well, why would they do that? Because what people are doing, we're projecting our belief systems and our realities on these other people and go, they wouldn't do that. Why would anybody do that? And because they're not you, they're not even human on some levels, and they don't give a damn about humanity, the earth, and they're at war with creation, and we are creation. And so that's basically, you have to figure that one out. So let's say you're a politician, and you're way up on the food chain, and you've just done all these nefarious deeds. You know, you've killed a few people. You've, you know, run a lot of drugs to get where you're going. You've done all these things, you know, that if humanity ever found out about, they'd probably hang you from the closest tree. Who would be your enemy? We need to really think about this. You know, when you've, you know, climbed up the food chain on the back of others and through a lot of deeds which have been extremely harmful, you know, to humanity, the earth, you know, you've participated in all kinds of cover-ups and murders and swindles and things like that. Who's the enemy? You know, the people that you swindled, the people you lied to, the people you deceived. And that's where these guys are coming from. And unfortunately, a lot of these leaders, to get to where they're going, had to do a lot of very nefarious things. And now, because of where they are in their position, they feel like they need to defend this position, and they're afraid of the people actually figuring out what they did and stepping up to the plate and saying enough's enough. So that's how that mindset works. You got to get into this mindset and figure it out. You know, it's like, we need to look at the big picture here. So people are going to go, oh, you're fear-mongering, you know, here. Why are you doing this downer, you know? Why? I hear all this stuff and everything. It's not a downer. I'm just telling you as it is, with brutal honesty. So enlightenment means to be a knowledge of all of it, the whole picture, not just part of it or half of it. And we need to look at both sides of the coin. And we need to do that with loving detachment. We need to keep our center and not get into anger or, you know, a lot of these other baser information. But we can't do it in ignorance anymore. And we can't live in denial. And that's what we've done for so long, and that's why we're in the position we're in, because we have chosen denial. We have not chosen the path of impeccable integrity, and you know, we've chosen a different path, and it's gotten so bad. You know, the arrogance and the greed and the separation game has gone so far now that we don't even know what is real and what's not real, what is in our highest and best good. We've forgotten noble virtue, you know, impeccable integrity. And we've forgotten what it means to be in service, you know, to humanity and the earth. And as a collective, we need to regain that and get back in touch with that. And that's what we're doing. So basically, I love what Mary said. She said, you know, freedom shall not come through religions or governments. It'll come through the hearts and minds of the people. And that's the way this is going to happen. So the hearts and the minds of the people are going to get activated, especially the hearts. And people are going to start feeling things and knowing things. And the telepathy is going to be increased. And the direct knowing is going to be increased. And a lot of the latent abilities, such as the salamander gene, where we can heal ourselves, is going to be activated. There's all these things are going to be activated. And they are being activated as we speak. And when that happens, you know, in a telepathic civilization, you can't lie. You can't deceive. You know, you can't manipulate people, because they're all beyond you. You wouldn't last very long. And when people go into direct knowing, they're just going to feel, hey, that doesn't feel right at all. Like, everything you're saying just feels like a load of crap, you know. And so we're not gonna buy it. And so and that's happening as well. And so we're all being activated in this new energy. That's what it's doing. It's activating us on a soul level. It's activating our souls, bringing us back into alignment. The ego's dying. And stepping aside. And some people are not doing too well with that. You know, I recognize a lot of that. Actually, I just got back from contact in the desert, which was intense energy there. And just as all great lights, when you light up a beacon of light, there's like over 4,000 people there, I believe, 4,500 people there. you know, immense light went off. Well, the disruptors and the dark forces didn't like that, so they're doing all they could to stop it. You know, so there's both things going on there. When I came back a wreck after keeping the energy clear there and constantly clearing and having to deal with my own energy being disrupted and people trying to hook into it and things like that, it was just like, whoa, I had to come back and just totally decompress and separate from all that, from the energy. But I did get all this information out, and I did get the workshops. We had several spontaneous healings happen in the workshop, which is great. The beings did appear. A lot of pictures were taken, and a lot of ships came over to contact in the desert, so it was great. But I noticed one thing that people kept coming up to the booth and kept saying, it's very apparent who is in this for themselves and who is in this in service. And they said, you know, and they're starting to recognize that, which is great. And they said, it's very apparent who's for real and who's just running an old program, you know, that really needs to move on. We need to move on. We need to get past this whole program of with our necks cranked to the back, looking at, you know, to the past, looking at Roswell. Roswell did happen. It was a real event. You know, all the people that died on their deathbeds confessed. It did happen. My folks were involved in that, and my grandmother and grandfather were totally involved in that. So I know there was a real event. I talked to the sheriffs, and they were good friends of the family, so it did happen. All right, let's go to the next level. Are we going to be victims? Are we going to do this abduction thing, you know, over and over? Are we going to keep living in fear like the rice pilaf? They're coming to turn us into human pilaf, you know. You know, what is the program here? You know, they're very bad. They're coming to eat you. Are we going to drop that program and make contact with the benevolent ones? Are we going to keep running those programs, you know, the victim and fear and these other programs? You know, there's just way too much of that out there, and it greatly outweighs the positive. But, you know, there's an old saying, you know, the higher frequencies are going to diminish, you know, exponentially the lower frequencies. Like one person operating on a higher frequency is going to affect millions on a lower frequency, especially when you wake up. So that process is underway. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, okay, who are these beings? How can they benefit us? What is our connection? What is our real history? You know, we need to know what happened in the past so we don't repeat the same mistakes, you know. We need to go back and look at Atlantis and Lemuria, what happened there. You know, the Atlanteans who, you know, seeked technology and power over others and started abusing their technology. Same thing happening right now. We need to really get back and look at our ancient origins, you know, and see what really happened and how things fell here. And, you know, once we recognize how this happened, we're going to have solutions and know how to clean up the mess. And we're getting a lot of help in that area. So we're getting some extreme help. But, you know, we're in that process right now. And we're right in the middle of this process. And just, I wanted to shout out to people and say, hey, you know, if you're getting beat up, you're probably doing the work. You know, it's like the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So you're going to be tested, and you're going to have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. You're going to have to learn how to stand in your own self-authority and operate under universal law. Those are a must if you're going to be here, you know, in the days to come. And which is the last book I just wrote was Anunnaki Return, Star Nations in the Days to Come. And it covers all of this. You know, it covers the whole enchilada here. So basically, you know, that's all, you know, coming up. I've got a few minutes left. I just wanted to cover what's going down. You know, the shift is hitting the fan. Some of the darkest people on the planet are being taken care of. It's just going down the line. You know, it looks like the military is finally stepping up to the plate, and we're going to have an end to this total, very sad draconian empire that we've been governed by is coming to an end. And we're going to be moving in the right direction here. And I think by 2017, it's not going to be business as usual. You're not even going to imagine the world you live in, you know, because all these other things are going to come out. The cures, the free energy, everything else, it's all going to come out. And that's why they're trying so hard to stop this. That's why they pulled out all the stops with the inoculations, with the Nogalese in them, that totally collapses your immune system. They're pulling out all the stops, the chemtrails, everything, the harp. And all these other entities are just coming out of the woodwork. You know, the reptilian energies, draconian energies, the serpent beings, the astral beings are all just going nuts right now with this new energy coming in. So it's just part of the process. You know, there is chaos when a lot of energy comes in. Just recognize, you know, this too shall pass, and hang in there. And know when you're seeing all this happening that it's a good thing. You know, there's a new world coming in, and we're just watching the old world fall apart, and it needs to, basically. So that being said, you know, I felt like I need to deliver this information about, especially about these Levity ships that are coming in and their energy adding to the consciousness and energy of the planet. It's having an extreme effect, and things are well underway, and it's not going to be stopped. So just hang in there and learn how to heal these unseen negative influences and make your own personal God, creator, spirit connection, whatever you want to call it. And you'll get through these times. But we have to take the time to do it, basically. There's no drive-through manifestations. You know, there's not a McDonald's that you're going to drive through and they're going to give you a certificate that's going to say you're an avatar. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You got to do the time. Put your time in. But it's very important. Anyway, that being said, I wanted to open up the lines for call-ins. We just have 15 minutes left. Not even that. Actually, about 10 minutes left. And the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if anybody wants to call in and share some of their experiences and their visions of what's happening or what they're seeing in the future, I'd love to hear them. And so feel free to call in, and we can jump into that. There's I know we're running a little out of time here, unfortunately, and hopefully we can get some callers in really quick. But it's just... this is something I really need to share with people. It's kind of sad when I see people saying that everything's done, don't worry about it, you know, because it's not. It's not done. We're in the middle of it right now. And I hear people, you know, out there saying it's never going to happen, you know, and then I hear people say it's already happened. So it's like there's so many different perspectives on this. But, you know, basically I always tell people, you know, the solution is you. And that's the bottom line. The solution isn't external, it's internal. It's all internal. And so you need to be the love you're looking for. You need to be prosperous from within. You need to really plug in and to these energies. And so it's very important that we start going internal to make this shift, and we let go of this external program and this old draconian empire that's actually coming to a close. All right, so we've got a caller. Looks like we've got Kelly on line one. Kelly, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yes, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm calling you from out in Central Virginia right now.
All right. Is this the Kelly with the line beans?
Yes, it is.
All right. Yeah, I was hoping you'd call again. I really got a kick out of last time you called. It really lifted my spirit. So you'll have to stay in touch.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we were just calling back in. I had a question, actually. So you mentioned recently attending Contact in the Desert, and yes, as well as the historical aspect of understanding, you know, how we got here and everything that kind of transpired leading up to this point. And so, you know, I didn't attend that Contact in the Desert. And so I was wondering... you know, from your understanding, attending there, I know that there were a lot of negative influences there, like you mentioned earlier tonight. How did that play out in terms of connecting with the folks who attended there and their understanding of, you know, what you were presenting versus, you know, any sort of pushback from some of the panels or... Yeah, there's a wide variety of folks that participate, you know, I know.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. Well, it definitely got a lot of blowback, and which always happens. And, you know, a lot of these places don't invite me back, but luckily they always invite me back, Victoria. And I used to go in there and I rattle everybody's cages because they need to be rattled. And we, you know, we keep saying, look, it's not about you, you know. It's not about strutting around on stage and things like that. It's about planetary liberation. Let's get going, you know, let's get this thing done. And so, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are amassing a lot of wealth just for their own personal, you know, lifestyles and things like that. And, you know, and they're not in it for the right reasons. And that does happen there. And, you know, they get kind of upset, you know, when they have to look in the mirror. But, you know, it's not about holding on to the past and old programs. It's about stepping forward and letting the real research, you know, come out and the truth come out and moving that direction. But, you know, everything, what I found out is that they could not keep my DVDs in from the talks and the workshops. And several people got spontaneous healings, that full-blown healings during the workshop, which was amazing. They went and testified, and it's actually in the workshop. And, you know, most of it went really well. There's a few glitches and drawbacks. Didn't go the way I'd like it to, but, you know, you can just do what you can do. But, yeah, overall, it was like, you know, we had people just come to the desk over and over again saying, thank you so much. This is the information we've been waiting for. You know, this is the stuff, you know, we've been wanting to hear. We're really tired of the same old thing. And so overall, I think it went great, you know, and just by the response, you know, of the people.
That's great to hear. Yeah, I mean, part of the reason why I find it frustrating, just personally, a lot of people I know, it's almost like we don't even want to attend some of these events because it's literally the same story or the same thing you'll see on those popularized TV shows. Like, yeah. Repeated. It's like on repeat, you know? It gets exhausting, really. It does.
Yeah. Yeah, I always tell people, if I start telling the same story over and over again and don't go forward, just shoot me. You know, it's like, but I don't want to get trapped in that program, you know, living in the past and I want to keep going forward. Hey, you got to get out. Well, you got to get out to this area. We've got a great conference coming up. I think you'd love it. And all the people are very heart-centered with new information and they're very service-oriented. So we've got an amazing lineup. I think it's June 28th to the 3rd.
Yeah. Okay. And that's just in a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That one's coming up. Yep. And then we have some other really good workshops here. We've got Peter and Solrita from Australia coming up. And they're going to talk about, you know, the time we spent over there where we just had massive ships, one after another, flying over us, along with drones and black helicopters. So we had both sides taking extreme interest.
I guess, you know, that kind of ties into my last question, talking about the 11th dimensional ship and the transition, I guess, and the impact here on the Earth. So you briefly mentioned earlier tonight about, you know, it's not necessarily about the ship pulling in and beings hopping off and, you know, having interactions with, say, humans in the way that they would have expected that. How long has this interaction, I guess, or when did that ship come in?
It actually just came in this last week. And it's parked here next to the Earth. It is in the 11th dimension. I imagine they could drop themselves down if they wanted us to see them. It's a massive ship. I mean, it's massive. And, you know, there are a lot of other beings in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th and 6th dimension and 7th, 8th, and 9th dimension as well, that are helping out, you know, with this shift. So this last event just happened this week, and I noticed that when it came here, everything got accelerated, and the entities, the dark forces, got really excited and started just going nuts and pulling out all the stops. And my work is just intensified tenfold because, you know, people are just going bonkers and losing it and calling me up saying, what is going on? So especially the light workers are really getting hammered right now, you know, because of that. And so it's, we just have to hang in there and get through it. You know, it's, we just have to keep saying, you know, this will pass, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one thing that, we spoke about briefly last time was, you know, just the transition physically as well. You know, you'll feel that vibrationally, it's different. And it's, you mentioned tonight too, how the Earth has, it shifts so much, you know, she's shifting, you know, constantly. And so retuning to that, you know, and frequency wise, it's a lot of movement.
I'm curious, are the line beings still showing up to you? And I was just curious, have you gotten any photographs of the, when at my talk there, some people took a photograph. I'm trying to get it, but one of these line beings showed up right above my head. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, and all these other beings showed up, and they got some amazing pictures. And then actually we got some pictures of, which I probably can't, I don't want to let out because it would probably destroy certain people's careers, but they had reptilian beings right behind them, you know, when they're doing their work. And I was going, oh my God, you know. And it usually
Oh,
was the people that were really in it for the wrong reasons, in it for self-aggrandizement, things like that. It was like that's all really being made known right now. It's pretty amazing.
wow. Yeah, no, I haven't personally taken any photographs. I guess, you know, I know that sounds kind of silly, but I didn't even think about even trying to set something up to take a photograph. But now that you mention it, I'm going to get on that.
Yeah. If you've got a digital camera with a flash on it, you know, you'd be surprised. Just whenever you feel energy, just start taking shots, and see what comes up. And you know, send them to me if you get any shots, or let me know. Keep me up on what you're getting. You know, if you're getting information from the lion beings, because we're having a lot of contact here with them, and they're really stepping up the plate. And I'd like to hear, you know, from others, you know, what they've been experiencing. So
Oh,
shoot,
definitely, yeah.
send it to the UFO James one, ufojames@gorge.net.
UFOJames@gorge.net. Alrighty, yeah, I can
Yeah.
definitely do that. You know, like I said, just asking about that 11th dimensional ship coming in, and with all of the different, you know, shifts that's been going on, and all the different beings from the different dimensions. I guess, you know, the way that they've been interacting, have you seen? Just even at the ranch, since you've been back in the short time you've returned, did you see, I mean, have you had any messages where you felt like, you know, at this point in time, something big is just right around the corner? I mean, it sounds like it, you know, 2017 is going to be an entirely different way of, different world, different earth. But between now and then, for the frequency shifts, things like that. You know, not, I guess, you know, what are we supposed to be expecting, like,
Well,
in terms
I
of
think we're going to
pushing
get a
back?
total change in the whole infrastructure and the whole leadership and everything. Our whole banking system is going to be turned upside down. All of it, we're going to go through a huge change and a huge shift. And, you know, and the manufactured lack and the uneven dispersal of wealth and all that stuff is going to be turned around. And those who are responsible for it are going to have to deal with it, you know, deal with the consequences when this does, you know, shift and come to light. And so the old draconian world that we've been governed by, that people are in still denial, you know, they keep saying, oh, you know, I support our government. I said, it's not yours. You know,
Oh yeah, it's
it's
definitely
never been
not.
your government. It's a draconian government. You know, look at, we're under draconian law. We're not operating out of universal law, or you wouldn't have, you know, this destruction of the environment and the suppression of the people and the cures and all these other things. So, I think that all is going to come to an end here pretty quickly, much quicker than people think.
Yeah, you know, that's been one of the biggest questions. I have a lot of friends that they're interested in the political arena and what's going on there, and I just tell them, I mean, it's hard to even comment on it because it's just
Yeah.
laughable to me. It really
It's a
is the whole
sideshow. It's a big distraction. It's a sideshow. And I tell you something, both leaders know something that they're not talking about, and they both know that there's other things that have already been done. They're already in place, and they're not going to be. They're not. They're going to have to hand things over. They're not going to be able to continue, you know,
Oh,
running the
yeah,
show.
definitely. I
Yeah,
mean,
but that's
it
another story.
almost
I don't
seems,
want to go
yeah.
too deep into that. But there are things that are happening right now where this whole corrupt program here is being dealt with, you know, and so it's not going to be business as usual.
Right. And I mean, that's like you mentioned tonight, the importance of healing and, you know, clearing any negative unseen energies. I guess, you know, a question I would have then would be, is that mainly the main primary focus then in us assisting?
I would,
You
yeah,
know,
I would
as
definitely say it's very important for us to stand tall in our own divinity, do our own clearing work and healing, assist others, and really shift into service right now. and you know, serving the light, you know, the awakened healing process, and get involved in it, because that's, you know, each in our own unique way, we have all unique, you know, we have unique gifts that we can bring to the party, and we all got to find out, you know, what our niche is, why we're here, and get on with it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, James. It was a pleasure. I appreciate you answering my questions tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, be sure and shoot me an email. We're out of time, unfortunately, but I'd really like to hear more about your lion being experiences and some other things. So, you know, be sure and shoot me an email about that and any good photographs you might get.
Oh, definitely. You got it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Well, we're out
of
time, unfortunately. And, you know, watch the skies, folks. Things are getting real busy. We're going out for a sky watch right now. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, keep your eye on the skies and stay in the heart and, you know, get into that service mode. And we need to stop feeding the beast. You know, we need to walk away from it and get on with our own soul purpose. Anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.